once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, amidst all the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places that does what it does. I greet you as a child of the living God, continuing to walk, continuing to stand, continuing to look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, for deliverance, for protection, for direction, for peace, for guidance, for truth, for understanding, for wisdom, for knowledge, for direction, for love, for a way through. Notice, I don't want a way out. You don't want a way out. You want a way through. As children of God, we go through the storm. We go through the difficulty. We go through the tough time. You know, there are things that God wants us to learn. There are things that God wants us to come through. There are things that God wants to put into our soul. Things that He wants to bring out of us. And the only way that that can happen is if He puts us through something. And that process, again, it is not something that you and I would choose in and of ourselves. Sure, book knowledge-wise, we might. It's like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea. It's like somebody thinking about exercising. It sounds nice. The results look appealing and inviting, but nobody wants to put in, go through a workout or go through a series of workouts to get the results. Likewise, most people don't really want to go through what God has for them to go through in order to for them to be transformed into the image and likeness of the Son of God, which is a work that the Spirit of God does in us as He takes us from glory to glory and from strength to strength. No, we are a people that must go through. And, you know, there's that phrase from my college days, from my buddies, you know, new level, new devil. Have found it to be true. I mean, God will continue to take you to and through a new level each time. And as He does, in that new level, there is a new devil. There is a new challenge. There is a new opposition to whatever it is that God is desiring to do with you. Now, how do you make it through? How do you and I make it through the challenge of this life, the challenge of this world, the challenge of being a son and a daughter of God, the challenge of demonic entities in the second heavens setting themselves up in complete opposition to all that you do, being orchestrated by the demonic work in being instructed to target and oppose and oppress and go after and track and hurt you? How in the world do you and I make it through? Well, start with the author and the finisher of our faith. Start with the bedrock of our soul. Start with Christ Jesus, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning the shame. Start with the foundation of our souls. Start with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the cornerstone of the church, the true church of the living God. Jesus is the Word of God. Start with the Word. Start with He is the way, the truth, and the life. Start with the way. Start with the truth. Start with the life, which is the foundation of your soul. The foundation of your soul is truth. The foundation of your soul is life. The foundation of your soul and your existence is the way. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way, but there is the way, which is God's expressed will, desire, plan, and purpose for you. And that is what you want. And it comes on His time, His way. The right thing, the right time, the right place, the right way. That is a work of the Spirit of God, leading and guiding you. You cannot do that in your natural thinking. That's something that He has to do in and through you. Now, in that process, there is not a devil or demon alive that will want you to go that way. Not a one of them. Why? Because you become a threat every moment that you are on the side of light, the side of truth. You are a threat to the demonic structure. You're a threat to the demonic kingdom. That there is power in you. Greater is He that lives in you than he that lives in the world. There is something greater in you as a child of God than anything that the world has to offer, than anything, any power that the world has to wield. Yeah, they Hollywood aggrandize it. Yes, they have sparks and flashes and fireworks and pyrotechnics, all right? They got it all. All of it is there, but there's no power. There's no power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in His name over every demonic force, over every work of the devil, over every plan, scheme, wicked and evil device of the enemy. In Jesus' name, you can push those things back. You can take authority over those situations. You can take authority over whatever is ailing you in life. Right now. Look, you are not meant to be kicked around. You may go and lay down your life of your own accord. That is a right that a child of God has been given. Like Jesus said, I freely lay it down and I freely take it up again. I take it back. He had the right to lay down His life, and so do you and I. But nobody takes it from us. Why? Because nothing can snatch you out of the hand of God. Nothing can take you away from your first love, which is Christ Jesus. Nothing can, neither a height nor depth, nor angel nor demon, no power nor principality, nothing can rip you out of the hands of a living God. Now you can turn away from Him, but He's not going to turn away from you. You can turn your back on Him, but He's going to walk you through. And in this process, you are going to find, know, achieve, and live life. Life to the fullest. Now, life to the fullest is not an easy life. It is a full life. And a full life will have the whole range. See, you can't experience fullness if you don't have the full experience. Full is just that. In order for a glass to be full, it needs to have been empty and been filled up. It has to have gone through the whole range of experience to get to full. You and I must go through the entire range of experiences in order to understand. See, look, you wouldn't have an appreciation. You would not, okay, you and I would not have an appreciation for so much if we didn't experience what we've experienced thus far. For example, you wouldn't appreciate what it is to have some money in the bank if you didn't go for a long window of time and struggle to have anything in there. Because if you always had it there, Where if every time you just went to buy something, you had whatever you wanted and whatever luxury you wanted, you were able to afford. If you just had it like that, well, then, okay, you wouldn't really appreciate it because it's always been there. But when you've had to sort of try to make things work and figure things out and balance your way through, then when you have something, you appreciate it because you know that there was a sacrifice that was taken to achieve something. You had to work for it. Now, there's a difference between grace and works, and both have their place. Understand what the grace of God is, how it applies to the gospel, and how it applies to your life, in that it is by faith that you are saved. Faith in the Son of the living God, faith in the blood of Christ Jesus. It is by faith that you have been saved. That is why you accept that Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in your heart that He died on the cross for your sins, and you confess with your mouth, and you are saved. But this process, look, it's something that God puts us through. And, you know, without Him doing this, you and I, we would not appreciate anything. If you had it easy your entire life, you would not appreciate it. If you had all that you desired handed to you on a silver platter, you would not appreciate it. You know, I think back to friends in college and people that I know that graduated and had to work a couple of jobs, you know, scrap it out to try to get a scholarship here and there, whatever they could do. I think about those people and I realize how much they put in. And when they got their degrees, they appreciated them because they knew how hard it was for them to get that. Whereas, and I don't want to take anything away from people that have had family support, but there's a lot of people I knew that just, you know, they got it easy. And because they got it easy, they kind of just showed up for half their classes. Didn't really apply themselves too much. Came out with a degree, but they didn't really value it because it was just sort of there for them. And I think that's something that God does for us as a blessing for us, is He actually takes the time and the care to bring certain things out of us. He takes the time and the care to strengthen us. He takes the time and the care necessary to be able to take us through that full range so that we have a different life here. See, He doesn't want us to be like the world. You know, the world itself, what they want is they want something cushy. They want something controllable. They want something safe. They want something that is predictable. And then they want something more of it. And then they want their entertainments. Keep them occupied. Whereas God wants you to have a full, abundant life according to His terms, according to His plan, according to His purpose. So, you know, with that in mind, do not stress. When you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, realize that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. Realize that with whatever it is that you face, that God is with you. Realize that though you've struggled, you don't realize how strong you've become. See, alright, let's go back to the gym analogy since we used that earlier. You know, when somebody lifts weights for the first time, they're not lifting 1,000 pounds. They're not lifting 500 pounds. They're hardly lifting much at all. And they're so weak after they're done with the whole thing. They're sore for 2 weeks. Why? Because their body's not used to it. And even after each lift, each time they lift, they just feel weak no matter how much they lift. But as time goes on, you continue to strengthen that person. That person starts to add a bit more weight. They start trimming down. They start leaning up. And then pretty soon, one day, if that person has been consistent, you look at the person, you hardly recognize them. Because they themselves are doing what they need to do to stay on track and to see a positive change in their own lives. And, you know, for you and I, no matter what it is that we face, God will carry us through. But in order for that statement to be appreciated, we're going to have to face some things. And when you face some things, you got to put it in perspective. Don't let it get out of control. Don't let it consume all of your thoughts. You know, this is part of what God teaches us. Don't let it consume all of your thinking. But rather, deal with things in the right way, because God will enable. For if you approach things the right way, He's going to enable for solutions. And solutions will come as you go through. Not out, but through. You don't want to... You know what? A pastor buddy of mine in the States one time said, he said, you know when you know that your assignment from God is finished? He said, when it no longer needs you to continue. So that's a lesson in humility right there. If you realize that a lot of these assignments that God has given, that they're valid and He's going to keep us in them, but you know when your assignment is finished, when it no longer needs you to continue. And you and I are in a place where, you know, with that which God has done with us and that which God has shown us, He's looking for more. He's looking for more from His children. He's looking for more from His sons and daughters. He's expecting that they themselves would rise up. But it is still your free will choice. Now, if you lack the ability... Any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. If any man lacks a skill, you know what? Hey, what I do, I put that before God. Lord, I need to learn this. Would you please teach me? Would you please show me? You know, do that. You'll be surprised what God opens up to your mind. Because you know what? The mind itself is easily... is easily just... God can change a heart. He can show somebody something that changes them from within. So, anyways. But no worries. You know what? Yes, it's a difficult time, but God is carrying His people through. And you and I, God will carry us through, throughout. So, in the meantime, take that which God intends for you and live it and maximize it in this window. And when the time comes that God has for you to do something else, He will make it clear and He will make the way through unto that. So, all of that said, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so hey, we're out. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.